Okay, we'll take the first question for Derek from Chad Brendel, please.
Derek, you had some guys go down on defense, Wig and Jarrell and Malik. How were you guys able to overcome, you know, some adversity on that side and find some ways to get stops when you needed them?
Coach Fit called this the year of teammate, and that's exactly what it was. Our teammates, they stepped up and they made huge plays, and they went out there and they played efficient and they played fast, and it allowed us to get that stop right there early in the fourth quarter, and, you know, it set up that field goal.
Next to Justin Williams, please.
Derek, you guys' pass rush seemed to really pick up, especially in the second half. Were there any adjustments on your part, or was that, you know, we've seen you guys a few times this season, late in games kind of wear teams down. Was it more that or any adjustments on your
It was a little bit of both. Adjustments on the sideline, especially after they were gashing us with the run game. So we made some adjustments there, and they tried to go to the pass game, and it wasn't there because the defensive line stepped up and they made huge plays.
Okay, next we'll go to Charlie Goldsmith, please.
Yeah, how did this program in 4 years go from where it was when Luke Fickell took over to where you are now?
I would say with consistent leadership, guys buying in, and hard work, because my first season here, we won 4 games, and we never complained. We just put our heads down, we grinded, and we loved one another, and that allowed us to win the championship.
Take the next one from Brent Young, please.
Congratulations, Derek. Kind of piggybacking off that, was there a message that the staff kind of gave you guys as players kind of after that tough first season to stick in there, we're going to make it through together, that you kind of remember the most?
Yes, it was all about brotherhood. They made each and every one of us learn each other's names and, like, where we're from, and it really changed the locker room. I started seeing guys that would never talk to each other ever and start talking to each other every day, and it really changed this program.
We'll go next to Dan Tortora, please.
Derek, what you would say to, you know, as far as what you feel Cincinnati is deserving of right now, I know it's a weird question to ask if you feel worthy, but what would you say to the committee right now if the College Football Playoff Committee was sitting in front of you?
I would say that today was a message in that we want into the College Football Playoffs. Absolutely.
And you spoke on Coach Fickell a little bit. Just what you can say about what he's meant to you as a leader and the fact that he stayed committed to this program and wanted to be there, wanted to build something there.
Coach Fick is a great leader. I can't even put it into words. He goes out there every day. He gives his full effort. He'll do anything for us. And I feel like each and every day we go out there and we're ready to be led by him.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're next to Justin Williams, please.
Eric, this defense has obviously been a huge part of the team's success the past few years. What's going through your mind and your fellow defenders' mind as the offense is out on the field for that last drive and Cole going out for the game-winning field goal?
Me and a few the defensive backs, we were sitting on the sideline on the bench, and like a couple guys said some negative things, and I'm like, we can't think like that right now. We have to think positive because the whole team will feed off that energy, and we started believing in each other, and before the last field goal, me and a few other guys, we got all the whole team to link up on the sideline. We took a knee, and we waited for the end result. And when Cole made that field goal, we just went crazy.
Okay, we'll take the last one from Chad Brendel, please.
D, how important was it for this senior class to walk out of here with the championship? Like, did you feel like that was something that you guys couldn't possibly, with everything you've done, you couldn't end this thing without having a championship by your name?
Yeah, it was extremely important to a lot of us seniors. Tucker came up to me before the game, and he was like, we got to get this last one in the nip. We want to go down in history, and I believe that after today's win, we should –